Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. As Heather and Kyle are doing their radio stretches to make sure that they are spry and ready to go here on the radio. I'll have to admit, when I go on the air in the mornings, I don't stretch at all. I don't even do fila, mula, whatever that little pronunciation thing you do in music class that I forgot because I'm too old. You know, ula, whatever it may be. Nope, just come on, flip the switch, and try to go on. Right? You do that every day, right, Kyle?
Flip the switch.
Yeah, absolutely. We all do, don't we? Heather flips the switch.
Absolutely.
Heather doesn't even turn the switch off. No. Heather's so busy, she doesn't even turn the switch off. All right, so Heather Johnson and Kyle Beisner are here to talk about an event that is coming up here very soon. What, it'd be 10 days from now?
Yes.
On November 23rd. So tell us all about this Trojan Night Out, I believe it's called.
Yep. November 23rd, the Beloit Booster Club is starting we're kicking off our brand new event that is hopefully going to turn into an annual event. And it is... dueling pianos. It's kind of a lot of anomalies all put into one. Dueling pianos. We're going to have some casino. We're going to have live and silent auctions. We're going to have a Jimmy Johnson brisket buffet. We're going to have great spirits and some good beverages. And it's going to be a guaranteed great time.
Okay, so give us the idea behind the idea.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah. Or great thoughts.
Yeah, no problem. Idea.
So, Beloit Booster Club has been looking at trying to do something of this magnitude, a different level of our charity and our fundraising. And we started off 3 or 4 years ago with the golf tournament and had some big ideas of how the golf tournament could possibly evolve into something. And it wasn't quite what we were looking for. It's a great event, and we're going to keep the golf tournament. But then maybe just a whole different level and went kind of this way of trying to get ideas from different surrounding, you know, entertainments. And the dueling pianos piece was such a hit here at the...
It was awesome.
Amazing,
there.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. At 4th of July party. And so I actually called the same guy, and he had one date open, and it happened to match up with the date that we were looking at, and so Tony the Piano Man mm-hmm. is coming back.
Those guys are awesome. We enjoyed that the whole night, right? And they kept going even after the fireworks
were
over. Oh,
absolutely. And he's like, we'll play for 4 hours, we'll play for 5 hours, whatever works best for you. And yeah. so he's going to come. We're going to have, you know, like the casino piece, and we're going to have a wine pool, and we're going to have dinner. That's going to be from 6 to 8. And then Tony starts playing with his partner from 8 to noon. Or, I'm sorry, 8 to midnight.
That's a long shift.
Long shift.
Wow.
8 to midnight. At the municipal building. This is where we're going to have it. But or 8 to noon, depending on how long we stay.
You want to keep partying Sunday? Why not? Go right up to church time, right?
No, I'll be there.
Yeah, and then everybody will pray for each other. That'd be great. Okay, so where does these fundraisers and money that you guys raise, what does this go towards?
Well, obviously, Beloit Booster Club supports BHF Athletics and general the activity fund that goes along with Beloit High. But we are also using this event to kind of kick off something that's pretty big, which is why I dragged Kyle Beisner kicking and screaming. But Beloit Booster Club is kicking off a big event where we are going to be redoing and refabbing the booster or the press box at the at the Trojan Stadium. So it's a piece that is in dire need of some, I'm sure as you know.
Sorry, first, Wade can tell you.
I have no idea. I almost lived there, but I have no idea what you're talking about. Yes,
so,
yes, it needs some improvements.
It needs some huge improvements and some huge upgrades. And so that's a big project that the Booster Club is going to take on here as of recently. And so we're using this as kind of to get the momentum going in that department.
All right. So what's Kyle here for?
To show support for the Booster Club. And honestly, I mean, it is, you know, the Booster Club does amazing things for Beloit. I mean, we're very thankful to have an active Booster Club that does a lot for our kids. We say Beloit, but it's really for the kids. And this is kind of the first project. We've talked for a couple of years about, you know, a bigger project and what that might look like. And really, it was a couple of years ago when we first started talking about the press box. And, mm-hmm. and like you said, you understand. But as a group, we all know that our press box needs some significant upgrades. And it needs to be a little bit bigger just because nowadays, you know, the amount of people we put in there, you know, mm-hmm. it needs to be bigger, and honestly, it needs to be a little safer. Mm-hmm. And so that was something we really kind of sparked a couple of years ago. And there's a lot that we found out goes into looking into a press box and everything, you know, building codes and obviously our stadium that's been there for a while and what we're going to be able to do with that. But just excited that the Booster Club is willing to take something like this on.
You know, some people maybe go, well, press box, we have a few football games a year, but there's many different events
right,
that take 100%, place.
Right,
100%. There's all the track and meets and everything else.
Right, track meets. Buck I mean, football. we host at minimum, you know, Beloit hosts two track meets a year, and generally it turns into, you know, we host a regional track meet basically every 3 years, mm-hmm. which we're very fortunate, and we like doing that. And then we have two schools. St. John's hosts two track meets there. Southern Cloud comes over and hosts a track meet. The eight-man all-star game, mm-hmm. which is a big, mm-hmm. obviously a big piece of the community.
Buccaneer football.
Little kids track meet. I mean, yep. in May, we have little kids track meet yep. that comes in, and we had last year we had over 500 participants from as far as Kansas City to Colby to Wichita that bring a lot. So, it's not just one sport,
right.
you know, gig. It's multi-sport, multi-event. And, you know, a lot of different things that, you know, Relay of Life have been held, you know, yeah. events have been held there with that use. So it's a lot more used than what one would think.
Yeah, exactly. So what are some other projects that you're thinking about or looking at? Or, I mean, that's one of the main ones coming up that you're focused on now. But there's always something that you guys always need help with, and schools always do. And there's unexpected things that pop up. And then, right. of course, we've heard about the funding of the schools and so forth, and that has improved somewhat here recently. But just the big picture as a school administrator like yourself, how do you look at it?
Well, we've had a lot of big projects, really, the last couple of years. We've yeah. put in dugouts at the baseball stadiums. And so we have talked about the softball field being next to maybe look at some sort of, maybe not in-ground dugouts there, but some sort of, you know, dugout revamping there. The weight room is always a work
huge.
In progress, and we've done a lot there in the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 years, but that's always something. And the number of kids we push through there, not only in a school day, but in the summer, it's one of obviously the most used. And, again, it's not sport-specific. You have football players and volleyball players and basketball players and wrestlers and mm-hmm. all the sports. And really, we did the numbers last year, and I think high school, girls and boys were pushing 65 or 70 kids through there, and then Coach Gober started doing some stuff with the elementary kids, 3rd through 8th grade, and they were pushing over 100 kids through there a lot of days. And so the weight room's always a very big piece of the puzzle, and weight room equipment does not come cheap.
Yes,
if anybody ever wants to look into that. But to be honest, really, other than that, I think we have been in a pretty good shape, and a lot of that has to do with the Booster Club and how active they've been.
Yeah, absolutely. Heather Johnson, Kyle Beiser, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health System. So what else would you like to add about the event in regards to how would people, if they want to participate, they
absolutely.
Want to attend, they want to, if they still want to donate and didn't know about this?
Yeah,
things
very
like
much
that.
So. And that's kind of what we're excited to be here is because, you know, we are have had kind of a Facebook presence as far as that goes, but then, you know, this allowed us to maybe get it radio wise, and then we're going to have a couple articles in the paper about it. And so right now tickets are on sale you can purchase them at SNS Drug and at Gray Drug and Fountain. They're $30 a piece. You know, we had VIP tables that we sold, and we had 10 VIP tables, and we sold them in about 3 days. And mm-hmm. so those went really, really fast. And we have to cap our number at 300 just for space reasonings. And so right now we're at about the 200-ish, 220 range. Mm-hmm. So there's about, you know, between 80 and 100 tickets out there that are still available in the next, you know, like you said, 10 days mm-hmm. to be purchased. And if you're interested, you can stop by SNS or at Gray Drug, or you can give me a call or track me down, and we have tickets as well too. So we also have had lots and lots of businesses who have, you know, you talk about the backbone of Booster Club has been very generous patrons of BHS Athletics, but also businesses. And so we've had lots of people who have donated. We have over 70 items that are going to be up for sale for live auctions and for silent auctions, and who have given for casino nights. We're going to have run casino tables, and then your quote-unquote money that you win is you can buy tickets to win $100 gift certificates from Beloit Chamber and Yeti coolers, some bigger prizes, mm-hmm. and so it's been a definite community effort, and probably the best booster club that we've worked with in a long time. I mean, very active, very mm-hmm. excited. It's been lots of fun.
All right, so for people that are tuning in, maybe in the middle of this interview that we have right now, what when is the event? What time? And then what does the $30 get you? Because most people hear a price and go, "What do I get for
exactly.
my money?"
Good question. So. The event at Trojan Night Out is going to be on November 23rd. It's Saturday. It's going to be the Beloit Municipal Building. Our doors are going to open at 6. We're going to have dinner, entertainment, casino night. We're going to have wine pull. We're your $30 ticket. We're having a brisket buffet. So Jim's been cooking brisket for the last couple weekends. And
But he smells good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And the kitchen is great, too.
Jim's like, I always smell good. What are you talking about?
So we have brisket, and we're going to have baked potato, and we're going to have vegetables and salad and desserts. And then it also includes a drink ticket. We were able to obtain a liquor license, and so we'll have a full cash bar there. And then there will be the dueling pianos that will run from 8 to midnight. And it's just going to be something new, something different for mm-hmm. Beloit, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, it'll be a fun evening, no doubt. Anything you want to add, Kyle?
Well, I did have a listener send me a message. I totally forgot. One listener's really pushing for a video board in the gymnasium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so
that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes, it would.
That listener could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two guesses.
It would be fantastic.
It will
be
not profit cool. him in any way
That's
at all.
That'll be a project down the road.
Absolutely. Down the road.
Heather, Kyle, thank you very much for coming in. Heather, way to drag Kyle in. That was well done.
Yes, I don't know how he was excited.
I don't know how you did it.
Always.
He is in a much more gleeful mood now when I look at him, because every time he sees me, it just brightens his day.
Yeah,
I know. So,
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, as he rolls his eyes in the back of his head as I say that. 7:54 is our time. Oh, the Facebook page people can go to if they want to check that out.
Yeah, good question. So we're at BHS Booster Club on Facebook page, and we've created an events page as well. So updates and sneak peeks of what's going to be going on for that event are there.
Fantastic. Heather Johnson, Kyle Beiser, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Community Matters brought to you by the Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.